Gemara in Shabbos on Chaf Aleph from the Beis describes my Chanukah, what is Chanukah? And when the Gemara describes it, it uses a very interesting expression that in our tradition, the tradition of Amshinov, lights up a tremendous amount in Avodas Hashem. The Gemara says that they couldn't find any oil. Bodku v'lo matzu. They searched and they couldn't find. V'lo hayibo el lahadlik yom echad. And it was only enough for one day. They thought they were in trouble. V'nase bo nes. And a nes took place, resulted. V'nase bo nes. Rav Shimon of Amshinov asked, why does it say v'nase bo nes? It should have said v'hakadosh baruch hu. And he pointed out that the language, if you pay attention carefully, one of the things we do in Amshinov is you try to listen very, very to every sound. Sometimes it means doing things really slowly also, but to listen to every sound. It sounds like that there is a relationship between bodku velo matzo, that they searched and they didn't find, vinase bones. And because of that, due to that, the nes took place. And our thesis for tonight is that the nes of Chanukah came about because of the desire, the tshuka, the aspiration for everything that the menorah represents. That was why the nes happened. Along the lines of the famous Gemara of Yagata Umatzasa, only if a person wants it does it really happen. This yisod I heard from Reb Shimla's nephew, who was my Rebbe, my Sandik, Reb Yitzchak of Amshinov. There's a famous Ramban. A Ramban that's very cryptic, and this is not only a Chassidish yisod, this many, many ask on the Ramban. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Aaron HaKohen, don't worry, what you're getting is greater than any other avoda. I am giving you the avoda, the menorah. And that's greater aval haneros la'olam el mupnei amenorah yairu. They're always going to be neros that are lit. The yesh neros shel chashmonoyim, because they're the neros of the chashmonoyim, so that those candles are there la'olam vod ba'aloschas haneros that will continue forever, because today we're going to have neros of Chanukah. The obvious question is, who in the world thinks that Neros Chanukah is the same thing as the miraculous Neros in the Beis HaMikdash? There's nothing in the world that embodies more purity, Kiner Hashem Nishmas Adam, than the Neros of the Beis HaMikdash. Does anybody have the chutzpah, the gall, to say that this is the Neros of the Beis HaMikdash? And Reb Yitzchakel answered yes, based on the Yisod that we said above. Just like Reb Shimla explained, that when it comes to the Neros of Chanukah, the Neros of Chanukah are all about the miracle only happened because of the tshuka, the desire to have Kedusha and Tahara, the desire for Kiner Hashem Nishmas Adam. When we're lighting our Chanukah menorah, we are recreating that Nes of Chanukah, and that has the status of La'olam Yairu El Mulpnei HaMenorah. So it's tshuka, it's desire that creates the nes, that creates the miracle. And when we recreate the Kedushas HaMenorah, the Beis HaMikdash, then we have the ability, Bilvavi Mishkan Evna, to recreate Mamish, Pshuto Kimashmo, the Avodas HaMenorah. Now this sounds like a wild Chassidish Torah. It's wild, it's a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush. But it's muchrach in halacha. It's time for chassidus and musar, not time for halacha. But just, if you could bear with me, give me a minute and 28 seconds, Be'ezer Hashem. Give me just a minute and a half. I wanted to show you that it's muchrach in halacha. The halacha is that after Chanukah, you're supposed to burn the oils and the wicks. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Tofresh Ayin Dalid that if there's more oil of chulin that's mixed with oil of the menorah, the halacha is that you're not allowed to be mevatel with more oil. The poskim ask that in Hilchos Yaradeya and Simon Sadi Dalit, if I'm not mistaken, the halacha is that you are allowed to be mevatel in Isser Derabbanim. If it's begun to become mevutel, then you're allowed to be mevatel. So why is it when it comes to the oil of Hanukkah that you're not allowed to? It's question one. Question number two, I heard from Rav Ganek that Rav Yosheber asked also, those of you who are familiar, the halacha is that if you're concerned that you're going to be nichshal and not use a mitzvah properly, the halacha says nikbarin, it's supposed to be buried. But here in Tafrei Shayin Dalet, the halacha is nisrafim, it needs to be burned. Why is this, have the halacha, the oil of Chanukah, the halacha of nisrafim and not nikbarin? And no one less than the great halachic mind of Rav Soloveitchik suggested the following chiddush, the same yisod of Amshinov. He said, we say, Haneiros halolu kodesh hei, these candles are kodesh, because we are recreating kedushas haminorah. So what's amazing is that this yisod is not only yisod in chasidus, it's yisod halach and it's yisod in lamdus as well. And that's why there's a halach of nisrafim, because like the din, it's a takana midrabanim modeled after the din of kodshim, and we say haneros halol kodesh midrabanim, it has that status. And finally, it's not batal like the halachos of kodshim that are not batal. Just to advance this in the omic of the Torah of Amshinov, they say a beautiful story that Rabbi Yitzchakel Avarka, who's the father of the first Rebbe of Amshinov, was once with the great Chidush Erim. They were both all part of the Chevra, of the awesome Chevra Kedisha of Rav Menachem Mendel of Kotsk. And they were on a way on Chanukah to fulfill the mitzvah of Pinyon Shvuyim. They were on the road. They weren't home. They finally found a home at midnight that they were able to light menorah. And the Chidush Erim, the great Chidush Erim, went immediately and he lit Chanukah menorah. And Rabbi Yitzchakel Avarka, he started with all the pizmonim and the piyutim, and he started preparing himself, and he was on fire. And the Chiddush Arim asked him afterwards, he said to him, don't we have a rule? It was already really late at night. Mitzvah bo liyotcha al tachmitzena. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us that zrizim akdim le mitzvahs, you're not supposed to push off. So Rabbi Yitzchakel Avarka said to him a really sharp word. Said to him, the Gemara in Tainis on Chafei Amadei says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he wants, can make oil light. But if he also wants, the Gemara describes someone who didn't have oil, he can make vinegar light as well. You know what vinegar is in Hebrew? It's chometz. He says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, he could take the Al Tach Mitzena, and with that you could create a nes as well. That Al Tach Mitzena. And what Rabbi Yitzchakel was saying was the following. And that is that in the Tkufa of Chanukah, what we have to work on, the Avoda of Chanukah, is making ourselves a Kli that is Muchan, that's prepared to be Mekabel, all of the Kedusha, and desire, that's what creates Nisan. If a person has a true tshuka, has a true desire for Ruchnias, if a person has a true desire for closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that creates the miracles. Rav Biderman explains beautifully something based on the Eishes HaShunamis. Elisha HaNavi makes a miracle for a woman who doesn't have anything. And he says to her, bring utensils, and those utensils are going to be filled up with oil. They're going to fill up, and they're going to fill up, and they're going to fill up. And she brings, and he says, bring more, and bring more, and bring more. Makshina Olam, the world asks, if you take a look at the psukim, it filled up the amount of kalim that she brought. But God didn't make the utensils. You know why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu only creates nisim when you bring the kli. If you bring the utensil, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is memalit. And the Radak says that it's mukhrak from the Targum, that even the utensils that she bought that were broken, you and I say that there are times that we're broken, we're not able to be mekabel. No! If you brought the kli, even a broken kli, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fix it. But you gotta bring the kli. And that bringing is the tshuka for a nes. That absolute desire. So many of the Talmidim are spending time thinking about an important thing to think about, the halachos of Chanukah. The oil, the wicks, the Maharal writes you're not allowed to even use candles. And there are many halachos that many of you weren't aware of before. But at the end of the day, if you're only going to focus on that, and you're not going to focus on the tshuka, the desire for the purity of what we spoke about last week, kiner Hashem nishmas Adam, then chas v'chalila, the essence could be lost. You know, they say that there's somebody who once saw that there was a mouse running around in their dirty house. And, you know, and this is probably in some Bacher's apartment somewhere here. And the guy says, "Ugh, there's a mouse running around. I'm not going to eat anything from the floor." Silly! Pick it up from the floor. You missed the point. You missed the ikar. The ikar is, at the end of the day of Neros Chanukah, is not simply following the manual of what is the halacha and what's not the halacha. The halacha is there to open up a vista, a world of understanding of the depth of the machshava as well, and for sure halacha is important, but the hislavus is so critical, and the hislavus is part of the hachana, is part of the preparation. Continuing on with the chevra kedisha of Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Kutz, the Alexander Rebbe, the Yismach Yisrael, was known for his very, very powerful avoda on Chanukah. But he wouldn't allow any of the Hasidim to come in when he lit Chanukah menorah. And what he would do is he would seclude himself. One of the Hasidim snuck into his room. He hid under the bed. The Gemara talks about Talmidim sneaking in and hiding. He snuck in and he watched his Rebbe light. And he said what was amazing was that there was a tremendous amount of Islavus. The Yismach Yisrael had a tremendous amount of Islavus preparing, saying on a Bechoach, etc., etc. And then, when he got to the brachos, he calmed down, and he said the brachos in regular standard, as if he was reading standard Hebrew text. Afterwards, the Ruach HaKodesh of the Yismach Yisrael, as he came over to the Chassid the next day, and he said to him, B'zal Lashem, he said to them, Hachana darf to his Hisoirus Ditata. Hachana requires a Hisoirus that comes from below. In other words, from this world. Aber the Maisa Mitzvah is a Hisoirus Dila'ela. But the Maisa Mitzvah is Hisoirus that comes from above. In other words, Rabbosai, the critical part in Avodas Hashem is not the actual mitzvah, is not the actual experience itself. That already is a Hisoirus Di'ela. If you're focusing on how you're going to be in Shir, then you missed it. The Shir is the Hisoirus Di'ela. That's a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu from upstairs in heaven. The critical part is beforehand and afterwards, whether a person is making himself, really prepares himself for this Hisoirus that he's going to get from Ilah. So the Yismach Yisrael says the most critical part is not the actual mitzvah itself. It's the hachana. It's being able to make yourself a kli to be able to be mekabel the shefa and abrocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in this generation, what a challenge it is to be able to truly prepare and to be able to spend time to focus on a mitzvah, not to rush through it. To truly make yourself a kli that's able to be mekabel the bracha and shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mention to my Talmidim all the time, when they come over on Shabbos, how do you guys sing the beautiful niggun of Majitz that wasn't even originally written to Baruch Elyon? Hashomer Shabbos. That's how the boys sing it. You know, it was written to Kel Adam. And the quote-unquote fast part was Kol Hashem Emesh. Once upon a time, Yidden didn't rush. They didn't rush into a mitzvah. They didn't rush through a mitzvah. They were making themselves as Kalim. And what a challenge it is to this day. You look at the brochure of almost every single yeshiva here in Eretz Yisrael. There's a page called the Israel Experience. Everything nowadays is about an experience. It's a chavaya. You have boys running from this experience to that experience. At the end of the day, if you cut down your experiences by half, your spiritual experiences, but you spend time really preparing yourself and really doing chazara, then it will be last, something that will really, really last. I'll never forget, there was a boy, he had just become religious a year or two before he had come to yeshiva. We were together in Rabbi Branchbigel Shir, and we're sitting in Suda Shlishit, in Shalosh Shudas in YU, and Rav Shechter got up to speak. To this day, I remember exactly what Rav Shechter spoke about. In the middle of Shalosh Shudas, Rav Shechter got up and he spoke. He actually spoke about a beautiful Torah. Rav Shechter has a unique koach that he said a Torah in Hilchos Treifos, which even in Shalosh Shudas was enjoyable. The special, special koach that he has. And he finished. And a friend of this fellow, Yonasan Greer, he's now a big Talmud Chacham, he said to me, as the guy started singing Mizmar LeDavid, he said to me, now we got a chazer. Got to do chazara. Our Rebbe just said, so. You got to hold on to it. It's not just a chavaya. Suda Shlishit is not a chavaya. You got to hold on to it. Now we got to do chazara. And he did, said over the whole thing that our great Rebbe said never dawned on me. Who chazers over what you hear in Shalosh Shudas? It's all part of the chavaya. It's all part of the experience. Nowadays, you go and you read in very nice magazines, Mishpacha magazine, the Mishpacha magazine, every other page is going in the footsteps of the Maharal to Prague, traveling to the shtetl, going in the footsteps, the experience. That's one thing, you go through the experience. You go through the experience this year, you can have a lot of great experiences, a lot of great things that you could share with people on Facebook. It's a challenge that everybody has. Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal Shlita told me he had that challenge. He said he was with his father and he visited Europe once and he was zocheh to be by the Sri Deish by Rav Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg. And they said to him they had looked for Rashi's kever. They looked for Rashi's kever. The Sri Deish jumped up and he grabbed the Gemara in Bava Basra. And he opened up in Cheskas Habatim. For those of you who are familiar, in Cheskas Habatim, Rashi ends and his grandson Rashbam begins. And over there it says, V'kan nifta Rashi. Here's where Rashi passed away. Says Rabbi Chil Yaakov Weinberg to our Rebbe, he says, you want to know where Rashi is? Rashi's over here in the middle of Cheskas Habatim. That's where Rashi's nikbar. Rabosai could do two things. You go through the experience. And you could go to Reb Tzvi Meyer Shlita, the Amshin of a Rebbe's, one of his closest Talmidim, and you could go to the experience of watching the Amshin of a Rebbe's Hadlokas Neiros, and you could have that experience, and it's awesome, but there's something much bigger and much greater you could do. And that is to ask yourself whether you could truly recreate the message of being making yourself, prepare yourself to be a Kli. And if you have that shuka, and if you have that desire, then it's mind-boggling the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do for you. The Yisod of Chanukah in Torah Samshinov is Matsu V'lo Badku. They searched for it. They didn't find it. But if you search for it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately will make the nice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata Dishmai that we should have the desire to search. Notice the bracha, I'm not giving the bracha that you should be Matzliach. The bracha is that you should be motzi, that you should have that desire to search, to have that yegia. And it'll be amazing the nisim that we experience if we just make ourselves the kli to be able to kabbalat shafan bracha.